Boko Haram violence has also touched Kano, the biggest city in northern Nigeria, and for a little stress relief, many of the women there like to turn to locally published romance novels. Photographer Glenna Gordon has explored this cottage industry in her new photo book, Diagram of the Heart. Gordon told me how a friend got her interested.
She was like, "You should read this book by this Muslim woman who writes romance novels called Sin is a Puppy That Follows You Home." And I was like, "What?
That Sin sounds... is a Puppy That Follows You Home."
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as I heard the title, I was pretty hooked.
So how many people are writing these novels and who's writing them, women or men?
Well, there's a large reading industry and publishing industry in northern Nigeria. There's a strong tradition of local literature in Hausa, the language that they speak there, and that's widely spoken in West Africa. It's second to Swahili. This particular subset of literature is written mainly by women. There's, you know, action adventure books that are written more by men, and the books that I focused on for Diagram of the Heart and the women that I met are mainly writing this one subgenre called Lititafansoyeya, which is love literature. And they're books that are about love and marriage and all of the arrangements and family relations and politics that happen within those sort of confines.
Give us an example of one of the plots of these novels.
Sure. I mean, I'll tell you about Sin as a Puppy, since I already mentioned that one.
Right.
That is a book that's about a woman whose man takes a second wife, a co-wife, who it turns out is a prostitute. And it brings all sorts of problems into their house. And the wife ends up separating from the husband, the first wife. And she gets kicked out of the house with her children and has to sort of make do on her own. And she manages. She opens a restaurant and she starts making her own money. And in the meantime, her husband loses everything he has in a fire in the market where he has his goods and his money. And so the second wife leaves him. And then eventually she takes back her husband, but their power relationship has changed. And that's sort of the most important part. Even though it doesn't really look like a traditional feminist text in the way I might think of one, there has been a significant change in the course of the book.
That sounds like a pretty complex little plot there.
It is. I mean, it's by one of the writers who's sort of the most politically active and aware. A lot of the books are just sort of about, like, how to be a good wife and how to please your husband and about, you know, the poor girl who gets to marry the rich man. So there's a huge range in topics and in plots.
And all of this is happening in what is essentially a war zone. Was this happening before the conflict in the north?
There's a long tradition of literature in northern Nigeria and in Nigeria in general. I mean, Nigeria has produced some of the world's greatest writers. We don't know about a lot of the writers in the north because they write in Hausa and it's not widely translated. This sort of particular movement started, I mean, it depends when you count, but sometime in the past decade or two. You know, this is the Sahel. It's right below the Sahara Desert. And so it's a place where there's a lot of scarcity and there's been, you know, conflict for generations. And it's not a stable region.
Given how suggestive and even bawdy some of these novels are, what do the Islamic authorities make of them?
So the Islamic authorities do censor these books, and they were, you know, a little bawdier a couple years ago than they are now because of that. Recently, there were many books that were burned publicly, and the state governor at the time, who is now the Minister of Education in Nigeria, said they were contributing to moral indecency and corrupting the youth, and so made a very big public display of burning these books.
Glenna Gordon's new collection of her photographs is in a book called Diagram of the Heart. Glenna, it was really great to speak with you again. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Glenna's photos are really stunning. If you want to see them, just head over to PRI.org.